Hello?
Hello, good evening. Am I speaking with John?
You are?
Thank you, sir. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions regarding the upcoming elections about for city council in November.
I don't even know who's on the city council and don't care, actually.
Okay, that's why we are running the survey. You know, some people that are not well known.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, this city doesn't seem to be as fucked up as Nevada, so I'm okay with that. But I really don't know who's running or what their whole point is. I'm just way too busy.
I understand. So we only need a few minutes of your time, if you could.
All right. You're not going to like all my answers, probably.
Okay. It's not up to me, sir. Your opinion, that is what matters. The first few questions are for classification purposes. The first one is about gender. Don't take it personally. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm old school. There are men and there are women. There ain't nothing in between, and everything else is bullshit.
I understand that.
So how's that? I'm a man, and I'm a man. I was born a man.
Much.
I'll always be a man, okay?
Thank you so much.
I don't care if somebody wants to dress up and play something else. That doesn't bother me a bit.
Well, I'm always for myself.
Man can't become a woman can't become a man. That's just nonsense.
I understand that. For classification purposes, what is the year of your birth? Only the year I need. Don't need the date or the month.
45.
1945.
1945. I'm way too old to take care of this nonsense that's coming up now.
Okay, very well. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
I have no idea. I don't think my ancestors cared who they had sex with. But I would call myself Caucasian, I guess. I've had some black people who were very racist talk to me because they thought I was black because I'm dark and black. I have no idea. I really need to take one of those genetic tests just to find out. I could care less about that.
As far as the survey is concerned, do you consider yourself Hispanic or not? So we can continue.
No, I don't consider myself Hispanic.
Okay, very well.
I could be, but I don't think so.
All right, I understand. And what is your race, please? Would you consider, you say, white, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I call myself mixed, but I think I would normally be called Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you so much. Let's move on. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a Bachelor of Science degree.
Bachelor's. Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote in Ohio? Yes, you are. Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor, city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are there chances?
Well, it's pretty much a guarantee I'll vote now. I didn't vote in this last nonsense election. I don't even know what the outcome was. Because both sides were saying the same thing, so who knows?
So you're almost certain to vote? Would that be correct?
Oh, yeah, I'll vote. I'll probably vote. I'm old and my wife had a stroke, so we'll be home.
Okay, very
we'll vote. We always vote.
Very well. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I don't know what direction Columbus is headed in. The trash gets picked up, so that's a good thing. The water works, the power works, and I haven't had anybody try to break into my house, so I haven't had to kill anybody lately. So
that's positive.
I'm pretty happy.
So would you say you are very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
I'd say I'm probably somewhat satisfied, though. I don't even know who's are in there right now, to tell you the truth.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't matter, I will name some of the candidates. If you don't know them, that's
I'll tell you, when they decide to have their silly little riots, it didn't go very far, so I'm pretty happy with them.
All right. Below is a list of issues. Please select the three that are most important to you, the top three issues in your opinion, personally.
What's that now?
below is a list of issues, important issues.
Okay,
you can select the top three in your personal opinion: education, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, housing, city budget and spending, crime and violence, property taxes, jobs and the economy, access to abortion, legalizing marijuana, transportation and healthcare. Which will be your top three issues, sir? The most important.
Wow, I don't. You think maybe I remembered all that?
And no,
my
I can
top
read the,
issues
I can,
are.
I can read the
crime.
If you wish. Crime, okay.
Crime and whatever. I don't give a shit about if somebody wants to kill themselves by smoking. Let me tell you something. All smoking you take in your lungs is bad. And if you think it's not, you're just an idiot. But I don't care if idiots want to kill themselves. I'm fine with that. As long as they don't bring it into my house.
So let me repeat some of the issues.
Education is very important.
Okay. So you got two.
The inequities between the races is mostly education as far as I can tell.
Okay.
White supremacy and that stuff is bullshit. I don't even know where that comes from.
Okay.
I've had to work for everything my entire life, so I do not know what privilege is.
Right.
So,
I understand that. So some of the other issues, do you need one more? Racial inequity, criminal justice reform, housing, city budget and spending, property taxes.
What was that last one you said?
City budget and spending. The next
you
one
talk
is
about city issues. They shouldn't spend more money than God, so I'd say physical responsibility is important.
So you want to choose that?
These racial issues, I don't even know what they're talking about. Because frankly, I talk to anybody, I treat people how they treat me. Nicest people I've run into are black women. Who are the nastiest women I've run to is young black women.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them believe this bullshit of discrimination. I don't know where the discrimination comes from.
Well,
I've never discriminated anybody in my life.
So the issues you chose was education, city budget and crime and violence. Okay, sir?
Those are probably the most important ones I heard. There are probably other things. Nationally, I got other issues, big time issues.
Yeah, there are.
City issues to me are minor. As long as somebody breaks in my house, I'll just shoot them.
Okay.
And they'll come and arrest me, but that's okay.
Okay. We like to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. The first group is the Columbus City Council. How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
They haven't screwed me over any, so I'm okay with them right now.
So would you choose a number between 0 and 10 to indicate how do you feel about them?
I just don't give a shit. Whatever number that comes up.
No, the higher the number that you choose is the more favorable you feel about them. That's what it is.
What's the number range you gave me? I only heard 3.
Okay, very well. 0 means very cold and unfavorable. 5 means neither warm nor cold. 10 means very warm and favorable. You can choose any number in between 0 and 10.
I'll just say 5 because I just don't care.
Okay, very well. That's all right. The next one is a lady, Shannon Harding. How do you feel about her, if you're familiar with her, I mean?
Who is she?
Shannon Harding.
What is she?
Well, I cannot elaborate on that. If you don't know the name, just say so, please.
Sandra Harding, is she a politician?
She probably is, but right now I don't have any more information available in this.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Chapter.
If she's a Democrat, I won't vote for her, so it doesn't matter.
So, but you ever heard the name before, Shannon Harding?
I've heard the name, I just don't recognize it as somebody I care about.
So what number would you choose for her? From 0
probably
to 10?
Five. I don't know her, I don't care.
Sure, neither warm nor cold. Very well.
No.
Next one is gentleman by the name of Andrew Ginther.
Never heard of him.
Never
I give him a five.
It's not that I
like or dislike them. I just don't know them, and they haven't screwed me over, so I'm okay with. I just treat people however they treat me. I treat them the same.
Remember, if you
never
heard
I don't know this guy, who cares?
If you never heard the name before, you can tell me as well. I mean, I just choose that you never heard of them, and that's.
I'm just giving him a five. I don't know.
Five, that's all right. Very well.
You're talking about local people, and
that's local people.
Tell you the truth,
yes.
I don't know the local people.
Okay, Emmanuel Remy. Are you familiar with him?
No, same thing. Don't know him.
Don't know him?
Don't know him. I haven't had any reason to look him up.
Okay, very well. Melissa Green.
Same thing. Everybody you're going to mention is going to get the same rating of five because I don't
five,
care.
Okay, very well, five. No, you just tell me because I cannot choose the number for you. So you tell me five, I enter a five.
Since I don't know them, I'll just give them a five. It doesn't mean I dislike them. I just don't know them, so I don't care.
All right, very well. Chris Wyke.
Same thing, five.
Five. Zach Klein.
Five, whatever.
Nick Bankston.
Five. I don't know. See, I don't know these people, so I don't care.
I understand. How do you feel about the Columbus Police Department from 0 to 10?
10 being high?
10 means very warm and favorable, yes.
10.
10, okay.
I'm pro police.
All right. How do you feel about this lady, Adrienne Hood?
Give him five. I don't know who she is.
Okay. Farhan Jiti. Do you know this gentleman? Farhan Jiti.
No, don't know him either. Five.
Five. Louis.
Looks like I'm going to have to do some reading. These are city people. I don't know who they are.
Yeah,
far they haven't screwed me over too bad. And the trash, like I said, the trash gets picked up. I'm good.
All right. Very well. And next one is Louis Gill. Are you familiar with him? Louis
nope.
Gill. No.
No, five? I don't know him. Give him five.
Five, okay. Nancy Day Okauer.
I don't know her either. Five.
Five, okay. Let's move on.
I'd have to hear their politics and know what they stand for.
Sure,
I'd have an opinion in a heartbeat.
Okay, I understand. Very well, let's continue. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first statement says, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue to work the work they have been doing. Or, I would rather elect new people to city council so that the council can go in a new direction. Which one is closest to your view, sir? First statement or the second statement?
Well, see, I always love questions like this. New direction. That's a code name for I'm an idiot. I don't know what the new direction, I'd have to know what their new direction is. I just can't say, gee, I want to get rid of the old people so they can go somewhere new. Cause I don't, right now they're picking up the trash, so I don't hate them. And somebody new going a new direction, that's scary because what new direction they headed in. Most of the people are headed a new direction are all idiots.
So I would not
vote for that.
So you want to reelect the city council?
I don't really give a shit. I wouldn't vote for somebody just to head in a new direction. I don't know what that means.
Well, the choices I have right now is, would you reelect city council so they can continue the work they've been doing, or would you rather elect new people to the city council? Which one is it, sir?
Now, see, that's a trick question because either way, it's nonsense. I would get rid of old people just because they've probably been around too long. And as far as I know, they're not doing anything. New people may do the wrong thing too. So Unless I have more information than that, that's a nonsense question. I could care less about.
We need
I could re-elect them or get kick them out. They don't matter to me one way or the other.
Yeah, we need to choose one to continue to serve you, though. Would you
I'll kick them all out.
Re-elect or elect new people?
I'd probably elect new people, but then again, I don't know what the new people were stood for.
That's
a trick question.
I know,
that's a meaningless question. I'm sorry. It's just a meaningless question.
Correct. I mean, I'm just supposed to read verbatim, and of course you can change your mind in the process, you know. Let's continue.
If I'm going to vote, I'm going to have to know what they're about.
All right. I understand. If the November election for Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockhauer, Louis Gill? Would you choose?
I do not know them, so I wouldn't know.
Don't know any of them?
I would probably have to look at the situation when it comes time.
I'm not
extremely concerned about city politics. So far, even though I think most of it is Democrats, but that's fine as long as they're not these progressive idiots. Progressive idiots aren't Democrats, they're communists.
Very well.
So,
I'm bound to ask you the next question anyhow. Being that you don't know who you vote for, would you say you lean more towards Nancy Day Ockhauer, or you are leaning towards Louis Gill? Which one is it?
I wouldn't know who. I can't answer that question. I don't know him.
Very well.
Know him that well.
Shall I enter you as undecided?
Undecided. That's good. Gee, if that's a question, undecided is me.
Correct, sir.
When it comes to city council, I'm undecided because I don't know them.
All right. Do you just let me know so we can continue? Sir, I know your time is important. Next question is, if the November election for the Colombo City Council were held today, and would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Is one a Democrat?
That information is not available right now. I think it's a slate.
Well, I'll tell you how I do that. If it says Democrat, I vote against them.
Correct. Okay, very well. Right now, it's not in.
Answer the question.
Undecided.
Undecided.
Very well.
Undecided.
There's more information ahead in the survey, but
I would become decided real fast on further information. But
correct.
If you're not giving out any information, I can't say because I don't know.
The thing I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, I cannot add or take anything away from the survey for matters of quality, sir. But
like most surveys, the bullshit survey, so it's okay. I don't mind.
If the November election for the Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jiti?
Like you say, I have to see whether they got a D or an R beside their name or independent. I don't care.
So I will not
vote for any Democrat, period.
All right.
I'm sick of them.
So would you lean more toward Nick Bankston or you lean toward Farhan Jiti at this point?
Undecided.
Very well.
With further information, I can tell you in a heartbeat.
I have to hear it from your own voice, you know, to enter in this undecided. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't know who they are.
Yes, I understand. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate says, someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police, or someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime. So which one
is the second person's an idiot, so I'd vote for the first time.
The first one, okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on fast now. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Colombo City Council. Rate each on a statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no much or less likely to vote for city candidate, in other words, neutral. 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. The first statement is about the candidates says, Nancy Day Ockhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods in addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, seniors services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing, in healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. Would that information make you much less likely or more likely to support this candidate, Nancy Day Ockhauer?
Less likely.
Less likely on the scale from 0 to 10?
What you're saying all sound good, but what they do, if they're a Democrat, they promise these things, and then they never do anything.
So very well.
Except
so
get from, rich.
From 0 to
they're
10?
Just thieves and they're just worthless.
What number would you give her from 0 to 10?
0.
0, okay. Let's move on quickly.
It all sounds good, but when I hear that kind of stuff, you know they're a liar.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Luis Gil is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to the personal struggles, frustration, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As an endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. That information from 0 to 10, it will make you more likely or less likely to support Mr. Gill for city council.
More likely.
What number would you give him from 0 to 10?
He's a businessman, right?
That's what he says, yes.
I'll give him a 10.
10, okay, very well. Let's move on. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the normal election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockhauer or Luis Gill?
Luis Gill was the last guy you said, right?
Right. That's it.
I'd vote for him.
Luis Gill. Okay, very well. So now we are providing more information about the candidates so you can have an educated decision. Very well.
Yeah, once I know something about you, so a person's name doesn't mean much.
Yes, sir.
They're from doesn't mean much.
You want to know
what they
platform.
Stand for does.
Correct. Very well. Let me provide more information. I'm going to read you some statement that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. First candidate here mentioned is Emmanuel Remy. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who served as the chair of the Public Safety and Environmental Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming.
You're real the bastard. Dump the bastard. I don't want nothing to do with him.
Okay. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families.
Yeah, he's a lying piece of shit, so give him a 0.
0? Okay. Very well. Let's move on to the next one. And this one is Adrian Hood. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Surgeon, grandmother, and advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden, who has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, who has advocated for a policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. So from 0 to 10, would you be more likely or less likely to support it?
0.
For city council? 0 as well?
0. Look, I do believe that there are, have been instances of police making mistakes, but really have a real problem with this, citing everything as police brutality. Do you realize the people these people have to deal with? They're not the, what you call the great people of the society. The cops I've talked to, they've always been very nice and very polite.
Very well.
And I get along with them great.
Based on what I read to you before, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Gee, sounds like two bad people to me. They both sound like lying criminals.
Very well.
I'd have to think about that one a bit.
So would you say you would lean toward Remy, Emmanuel Remy, or you would lean to Adrian Hood at this point?
Okay, I need a recap.
Oh.
Now, one is, make the place safer by being mad at police. That one's a zero. The second one, the first one was...
They both
sound like idiots. So
they both
I don't
know. Okay, very well. So
they both zero. I probably would have a real problem voting for either one of them.
So now, shall I enter you as undecided?
Undecided, yeah, definitely.
Very well, sir. Yeah, I know it was none of them that you really like.
Whenever I hear... police reform, that's a code word for I'm an idiot, and I just want to make everything harder and more dangerous for everybody. Get rid of guns. Yeah, that's all you do is you take guns out of law-abiding citizens, and you give it to criminals. Don't give a shit about your laws.
All right. I
understand. So that you don't take guns away from criminals. They don't care.
Very well. Let's,
so
let's,
it's just a stupid argument.
Let's get some info to the, with the last candidates. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate.
Okay, I got the code.
They are, you know, for quality reasons, I'm supposed to read 100%, but you know, just bear with me, please. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. The first candidate mentioned here is Farhan Jiri. Farhan Jiri came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jiri has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. That information made you much more likely to vote for Mr. Jiri for city council.
Well, I have nothing against his race or anything like that. I'd have to have a little more information that.
Remember,
diverse community. The community is already diverse. I'm surrounded by all kinds of people. I get along with all of them. There's a Somali. I think it might be Somali living next to me. I did make them move their car.
You can choose
they
any
tend
number.
To go and get in large groups. They block my driveway, but they're very nice people.
Okay. You can choose any number between 0 and 10, sir. I mean.
I have no idea. Give him a 5 because I don't know him that well. And who's the other idiot? Well, I got a, what's the choice?
Okay. The next candidate mentioned here is by a gentleman by the name of Nick Bankston. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduated of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investment in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all of his residents.
Okay. That information. You just said the magic word. He's a zero. He's a Democrat. I will never vote for him.
All right. Very well. Let's move on then.
Because he's a lying piece of shit. They're all liars.
Sure. Almost done, sir. And let me repeat this question again. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jiri? Bankston is the last gentleman we spoke of, and Jiri is the Somalian gentleman. Which one would you vote
frankly,
for?
Frankly, from what you told me, I'd probably vote for the Somali. From the GD, however you say his name. I don't really have a problem with that as long as he's not a Democrat. If he's Democrat, he won't get a vote, so it doesn't matter.
So you probably vote for GD. That's what you're saying, right?
I'd say he definitely would.
Very well.
Compared to what else he told me there, whenever they say, you want to work for my community, they're lying.
Okay.
They're just trying to get rich, and they're lying. I don't mind him investing money in the communities. I think that's good. Where are you taking the money from?
All right. Let me provide some more info.
That's the key word there.
Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B says, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health,
healthcare,
drug addiction counseling, or candidate B.
Zero.
Let me present the other.
He's a lying idiot, I can tell already.
Okay, candidate A says, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. So which candidate would you support? A, B, the first one, or A, the second one?
A, the second one, said get to crime. You got just like being easy on crime is just a death knell for our city. Look at the Portland and some of these cities. They got soft on crime, and now they got nothing but trouble.
Okay. I was thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, let me repeat the question. Thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with how the city is handling public safety?
In my particular area, right where I'm sitting, I'm pretty satisfied.
Very
like
satisfied?
I say, nobody tried to break into my house, so I haven't killed anybody since I've been here. I'm good.
So very satisfied. Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you.
So far, I'm satisfied. Where I'm sitting, now there may be part of the city where people are unsatisfied. I can buy
correct,
that.
Correct. Well, we are talking about...
But right where I'm at, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay, very well. I'm going to read you some information on what action the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the City Council. 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that action makes you feel less favorable toward the city council. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending how you feel.
Okay, gotcha.
First action mentioned here is the Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming, focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. Would that make you feel more favorable or less favorable towards city council? You can choose a number between 0 and 10 to represent your view.
That sounds good. I'll stay neutral on it because, like I say, I don't know where they got the money.
Okay, it's a neutral. Very well. That's a 5. I would rather you give me a number, okay? So because
5 is fine.
5. For quality reasons, thank you so much. The Columbus City Council pass a gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of large capacity magazines by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms. From 0 to 10, how favorable do you feel about that decision by City Council?
0.
0? Okay.
Like you say, all that does is it inhibits law-abiding people And like I said, criminals don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. How favorable do you feel about that decision by City Council from 0 to 10?
That's a bloated because I personally wouldn't touch marijuana because it's smoke. You're taking your lungs, you're going to get lung cancer. No matter what they say, any good thing they say about it is just bullshit. And as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to kill themselves, I'm cool with that.
So what number would you give it, though? How favorable?
I'm a five. I'm a neutral.
Neutral. Okay, very well. And
so, frankly, that goes outside my give a shit zone because I'm not being forced to smoke marijuana, so I'm good.
Correct.
Because I'm not going to do it.
It's a free country, right? Very well. Let's move on.
Yeah. If somebody wants to kill themselves, I'm cool with that.
Okay. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance and scholarship and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for growing job market. How favorable do you feel about that decision by the City Council from 0 to 10?
I would probably give that like a 6 or 7 because it sounds good, but I'll be quite truthful. They need to get off this thing of college for everybody. They need people that should be encouraging people to go into trades. They're more necessary. Basket weaving course in college does nothing. Will not make any money. But I tell you what, a good electrician is something.
So would you give it a?
Be happy about.
Which one is it? 6 or 7?
I'll give them a 7.
Yeah,
but
very well.
I'm not sure it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's why I wouldn't give it a 10 because it sounds good. And if somebody wants it and that's what they want to do, they're probably going to be, flipping hamburgers at McDonald's or something because the degree is going to be worthless. Because these people are getting degrees in nonsense. I mean, that's the problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. One more.
Okay.
The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. How favorable do you feel about that decision by City Council from 0 to 10?
Now, what does this organization that funding do now? I missed something there.
Let me repeat it. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. That's what it says. And how favorable do you feel about
the short north? I'd probably give that a 0. That sounds like a waste of money.
Okay, very well.
That sounds like something, that's somebody's pet project that they're probably getting kicked back off of.
All right, let's start wrapping things up. Thank you so much for your patience. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio?
Now, you just said the same thing twice.
No,
abortion is one thing. It's murder.
So would you be...
There is no reproductive health in murdering babies. It's being used as a birth control, and it's not birth control.
Okay,
it's simply murder.
In another case,
I'm against abortion except in extreme correct cases.
So you oppose the
there
amendment?
Are reasons to have an abortion, but for most of the people who are getting abortion, it's just a form of birth control, which is
okay.
A late term abortion is definitely murder. I may get away with the first month or so, but after that, it's murder.
All right, very
it's just plain simple murder.
So that's a no.
It definitely would not be protecting the rights of women to kill their babies.
Very well. Let me repeat
the question. No, I think that's wrong.
So we'll be clear with the answer. I want to be clear with that you are, you know, I'm getting the correct answer from you. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio? Or would you vote no to
oppose
the amendment?
I'd vote no.
No to oppose the amendment. Very well. Thank
you. That's the kind of thing that's just for rights to people to murder babies. Now, if you're going to do that, why don't we extend the age to like 10 or 12? You know, murder them at any time in their life.
All right. Very
that's
well.
All Listen. It is. It's just murder.
Let's start wrapping things up. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purpose of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? Would you support or oppose that decision to increase taxes for all those infrastructure?
I would probably oppose it.
Oppose it?
Yeah.
And are you somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. And
the word increased taxes is a key word for me for vote no.
Okay, very well. Last few questions, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And are you the partner or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, I'm not.
You are not. Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Well, I'd have to be Republican because I'd definitely never be a Democrat. I'm more of a conservative than I am. A lot of Republicans are morons, too, so I can't say I just automatically vote for any idiot out there. But I'm very much the more conservative line.
And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Well, I don't know what that means. I could be a strong Republican, but it has to be the right Republican. Some of those Republicans are morons too. Just that all the Democrats are morons. So I just have that's where I have a problem.
So at this point, what shall I answer for you? A strong or not a strong Republican?
I'd probably say strong, but strong. Like you say, that's a loaded question too.
Oh, correct. Let's finish the survey. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, sir. Almost done.
Most of the government should be fired and just put on leave, because they're doing no good at all.
All right.
I believe in small government.
Okay. For whom did you
vote? Unfortunately, we got large government.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? In 2020,
I voted.
For whom did you vote? Was it Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or someone else?
I voted for Trump.
Trump, okay.
I'll vote for him again, too, even if he's in jail.
Last year, that is 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
About $60,000, I think.
$60,000, okay, very well.
That's Social Security and the pension, basically.
Sure, sure. This completes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. Very kind of you. I know your time is important. You have a wonderful night. Thank you for helping.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.